Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
4:13 afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price with you on this Wednesday afternoon. Thanks for having us on today. Breaking news coming out of Tallahassee just moments ago, and we'll be covering this story throughout the afternoon. Our Tallahassee sources have confirmed that Boise State Professor Scott Unor has resigned from the University of West Florida Board of Trustees.
Wow.
That is... developing news. We'll have more as it kind of unfolds this afternoon. Plus, this is another one of the top three stories we're working on this hour. Three more of Governor DeSantis's picks for the UWF Board of Trustees. Gates Garcia, Paul Bailey, Chris Young will face confirmation hearings. That happens tomorrow, 10 a.m., before a Florida Senate committee on the appointment to the UWF board. Once again, our Tallahassee sources telling us this afternoon, Boise State Professor Scott Unor has resigned from the University of West Florida Board of Trustees. We will continue to work that story throughout the afternoon on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola unveiled its vision plan for a new Hollis T. Williams Park. They did this Tuesday evening over at the Cobb Center. Look for a redesign of roadwork under the 110 freeway by closing much of the street grid, creating a continuous greenway. The construction of the entire park would span about 20 years. The first 46 acres scheduled to be completed by the end of 2027. And Escambia commissioners have drafted a potential policy. This is to guide the spending of discretionary funds. This comes after Clerk of Court Pam Childers paused the spending over concerns it wasn't being spent in accordance with state law. The new policy creates a uniform procedure for the accounting of discretionary funding requests to commissioners from nonprofit organizations, government or public agencies, or county projects. Childers hopes to have the review completed sometime in May.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard and on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for Pensacola, got some backups developing on North Davis Highway. This is going to be if you are traveling southbound towards Olive Road. And then we have some on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. But those are spots to be expected this time every afternoon. As for the weather, 70 degrees, sunny, clear skies out there, low of 55 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a similar day, but a little bit warmer, high of 76 and a low of 62.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, federal officials say they're turning the tide against drug cartels by intercepting them at sea, confiscating illegal narcotics, and arresting smugglers. Eben Brown reports from Fort Lauderdale, Florida this afternoon.
The U.S. Coast Guard unloaded bales and bales of confiscated cocaine off their cutter, the James, at Port Everglades, all taken while intercepting Mexican drug cartel maritime smuggling in the Atlantic. It's worth $500 million on American streets, Attorney General Pam Bondi.
So when they cut this poison with baking soda and whatever else they cut it with, it will multiply even more times than you can imagine. We are saving thousands and thousands of lives.
11 smugglers are now in U.S. custody and will be prosecuted. It is the third such time this year the Coast Guard unloaded hundreds of millions worth of illegal drugs. In Fort Lauderdale, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Florida's education commissioner trying to calm fears about federal funding for students with disabilities disappearing with the U.S. Department of Education being eliminated. Manny Diaz Jr. says the pathway of getting the money may simply be changing because the federal government is trying to remove obstacles currently in place.
Okay, despite the recent rain, there's more than 50 wildfires burning across the state. Florida's peak wildfire season happening right now through June. Since January, over 1,000 wildfires have burned over 51,000 acres. As of this morning, there were 51 wildfires burning in Florida, affecting over 1,300 acres. The driest conditions will continue across South and Southwest Florida.
All righty, and teacher preparation programs in the Sunshine State are getting an update to make sure they're not quote-unquote woke. The Florida Board of Education today passed an amendment to make sure concepts like DEI and critical race theory are eliminated. Vice Chair Ryan Petty feels that if these programs aren't explicitly ruled out, they could simply be renamed and the same ideas will be taught. Opponents of the update argued that it would prevent discussions on issues including racism.
Florida Representative Anna Paulina Luna has abandoned her effort to make the House allow proxy voting for new parents. She did not bring a discharge petition to the floor Tuesday, and that was scheduled. Luna said she and Speaker Mike Johnson reached an agreement on an alternative way for individuals to impact floor votes without being in attendance.
In an effort to protect state parks from development closer to becoming law, House Bill 209 passed a House committee in Tallahassee yesterday. The bill blocks developers from adding sports facilities and resorts in state parks. Stewart Republican John Snyder filed the bill after residents last year protested plans to add recreational facilities at state parks. Stewart's bill now goes to the full House for a vote.
Okay, 418 News Radio 92.3. Michael Tanzi, who was convicted of killing Janet Acosta, a woman he abducted on her lunch break, was executed last night at the Florida State Prison in Stark. Tanzi was convicted of first-degree murder, carjacking, kidnapping, and armed robbery, drawing a 12-0 jury recommendation for his death penalty.
Knocking on the door of 419 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. When we return, we'll have a deep dive into some of the biggest stories happening around your country today.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Getting out of the military, I was missing this camaraderie.
It's frustrating when you try and talk to people that don't understand.
I would be talking, but I wasn't there with them. You just feel so alone.
I still had the anger, I still had the addictions, but we didn't talk about that.
Came to a point where it's like, okay, I really need to talk to somebody about this.
Family more or less encouraged me, you know, go to the VA, you're a veteran, see what they can do to help you.
When you have family, friends, when you have the facilities like the VA and the Vet Center, it gives me, it gives others encouragement to keep moving forward.
It's okay to go get help. It's okay to talk to people because it takes true strength to ask for help.
Talking with other veterans was the best method for learning the roadmap to success.
Hear veterans' real stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-687-7979. That's 800-687-7979. 800-687-7979.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, breaking news this afternoon. Our Tallahassee sources have confirmed that Boise State professor Scott Yanor has resigned from the University of West Florida Board of Trustees. If you remember, Governor DeSantis appointed Yanor to the board in January. He was elected chairman of that board in the very first meeting, but his name still had not been submitted to the Senate for approval. A lot of controversy has surrounded Yanor. He's a political science professor who made controversial statements about the role of women in society. It's all over now. Once again, our source is confirming, and UWF is confirming now, that Boise State professor Scott Yanor has resigned from the University of West Florida Board of Trustees.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, we have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And on, this is going to be Highway 29 traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Got some issues developing there also. And we did have some increased congestion. If you are trying to get off of I-110 onto the exit ramp to North Davis Highway, there is some backups over there, but no accident or anything like that. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 70 degrees. It's going to be 55 degrees tonight. As for the weather tomorrow, sunny, high of 76, low of 62.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
All right, the markets rallied on Wall Street after some tariff turnaround from the White House. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
The major averages surging, with the Nasdaq posting its best day since 2001 after President Trump announced that he had authorized a 90-day pause on certain tariffs to most countries and substantially lowered reciprocal tariffs during this period to 10%. The president also said that he was raising the tariffs imposed on imports from China to 125%, effective immediately. All of the seven magnificent tech stocks surged, with Apple leading the charge. Its stock rose 16%. All of the Dow 30 members ending higher. The biggest gainers, Microsoft, Apple, and American Express. The Dow rising 2,963 points, the Nasdaq higher by 1,857, S&P 500 up 474. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And just giving you some details on this Trump 90-day pause business, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said it's due to countries calling to negotiate trade deals, but in a post on Truth Social, Trump said the pause is effective immediately. However, at the Oval Office, he said the pause was not part of planned negotiation with foreign countries. The pause excludes China, with Trump saying he's raising the tariff charged against them to 125%, but he's clarified that China wants to make a deal and that he's open to talks.
Okay, this is framed under the category, what are they thinking? Democrats have introduced a bill to raise the federal minimum wage again. Lauren Simonetti tells us how much.
$17 an hour in the next 5 years, up from the current $7.25, where it has been since 2009. But that is not all. The bill reintroduced by Senator Bernie Sanders and Congressman Bobby Scott would also eliminate the sub-minimum wage for tipped workers, disabled, and youth workers, meaning there's a possibility that folks like servers who get paid less, say $2 an hour plus tips, would get paid more, and that could reverberate, and they'd make less in the end because customers would tip less. Sanders says we need an economy that works for everybody, not just billionaires.
And lawyers arguing over the admissibility of some key evidence and terms in the trial of the man accused of murdering four University of Idaho students. Brian Koberger's attorney, Ann Taylor, wants to stop the prosecution from using the word murderer or similar terms to describe him during the trial. And his lawyers also want a selfie that he took the day of the 2022 murders, a 911 call reporting the deaths, and a description of the suspect's bushy eyebrows also to be tossed.
427, News Radio 92.3, Acting IRS Commissioner Melanie Krause is reportedly set to step down from her position. Griff Jenkins has more on this.
Clearly, Krause doesn't like this new deal between the IRS and DHS, so she's headed for the door in protest. Melanie Krause is the third IRS leader under the current Trump administration, and she's refusing to comply with this agreement that would grant immigration authorities like ICE access to taxpayer information, such as addresses, to locate illegal aliens with deportation orders, marking a dramatic shift from the IRS's past stance on undocumented taxpayers and its angering Democrats on Capitol Hill. Senator Jackie Rosen tweeting this: "This is deeply shameful and breaks a promise that information immigrants provided the IRS to pay their taxes would not be used for deportations."
And a federal appeals court allowing the Trump administration to restart the firings of thousands of government employees. The court lifted a judge's order that blocked most of the firings of probationary workers. The three-judge panel found the group of Democratic attorneys general who filed the lawsuit lacked legal standing. This comes just a day after the Supreme Court got rid of another judge's order that blocked the firings of the same workers.
Okay, a top Pentagon official just saying minutes ago here, the U.S. military does not have the authority to launch drone strikes against drug cartels in Mexico. Tanya J. Powers has more.
In testimony to a Senate committee, Assistant Defense Secretary for Special Operations Colby Jenkins said President Trump's recent designation of drug cartels as foreign terrorist groups does not automatically give the U.S. military the authority to take action. On Tuesday, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum said her nation would reject any unilateral U.S. military in Mexico. She told reporters, quote, "The people of Mexico will not, under any circumstances, accept intervention, interference, or any other act from abroad." Trump administration officials have repeatedly refused in recent months to rule out strikes in Mexico, with Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth previously saying that all options would be on the table. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And federal officials revoking the visas of more than 120 international students at several colleges across California. Students were reportedly ordered to leave the United States, though schools say they received no specific explanations as to why. Several lawsuits in California and elsewhere claim revoking visas in this way is unjustified.
Investigators seizing thousands of intimate images from a former NFL and collegiate coach charged with hijacking and hacking into computers of college athletes. This is becoming a more common situation here. Here's Jared Max.
Former college and pro assistant football coach Matt Weiss had thousands of intimate photos and videos seized by the U.S. Department of Justice, which says the former co-offensive coordinator for the University of Michigan Wolverines and an assistant coach with the NFL's Baltimore Ravens for a decade gained access to social media, email, and cloud accounts for more than 2,000 athletes and in excess of 1,300 students or alumni at schools across the country. The Justice Department's Mega Victim Case Assistance Program said thousands of candid, intimate photographs and videos have been seized from the defendant's electronic devices and from his cloud storage accounts. Many show victims naked. Some show victims engaged in explicit sexual acts. A court filing against Weiss and the university was made Tuesday. Matt Weiss charged with hacking. Jared Max, Fox News.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Graham. A Wall Street 180 today as stocks surged after President Trump announced a 90-day pause on his tariff plan for most countries, with the exception of China. He says the move will give his administration time to negotiate on a trade.
They will be fair deals for everybody, but they weren't fair to the United States. They were sucking us dry, and you can't do that.
Markets had been volatile due to uncertainty over President Trump's tariff plan. After the pause, the Dow added nearly 3,000 points today, the Nasdaq posting its best day since 2008. Democrats accusing the president, though, of creating chaos and then backing down.
Donald Trump is feeling the heat from Democrats and across America about how bad these tariffs are.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, America is listening to Fox News.
Thank you.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Marcus Point Baptist Church encourages you to invite a friend to the Community Sunrise Service inside Blue Wahoo Stadium. Reach out to your neighbors, coworkers, or even family members and show them an Easter tradition like never before. The Community Sunrise Service, Easter Sunday at 6 a.m. from Blue Wahoo Stadium. Visit our website at PensacolaChurch.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked about a really beautiful bill that Michelle Salzman is running to put content in the existing requirement to teach students how to interact with other students with disabilities. Great bill. What names didn't make it for the renaming of Wayside Park in Gulf Breeze? Some very interesting alternatives on the list. And why has Pam Childers put a freeze on all discretionary payments from the Board of County Commissioners? Find out on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Thanks so much for having us on today. We appreciate that ride home. Busy weekend, and I'm going to kind of frame it as all hands on deck at Pensacola Sports. Amy Marquez joins us now. Amy, you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yes, I do. How are you?
You guys are going to be just so busy this weekend. You've got three events taking place. How are you going to get everybody at the right place at the right time?
Oh, we've got plenty of people.
Let me tell you what we're talking. Folks, let me tell you, Pensacola Sports have outdone themselves this weekend. Saturday is one of my favorite events, and I was talking about it this week. This is my time of year where I grab my beach chair, I head over for Casino Beach, and watch the Firefighters Challenge. I do it every year. It is great. And how do you – I know this is quite a hard thing to put together. How long does it actually put your staff – how long does it take you to do the event like this?
We usually start about 6 months out, just starting the plan. We have a great committee with some firefighters from Pensacola, City of Pensacola, and the Escambia County Fire that really help us out with the planning of it. So, you know, they're the ones who are knowledgeable about a lot of the stuff that's in the Firefighter Challenge. That they help us a lot out. So
now, how many teams will be represented? Or do they call them teams, the Firefighter Challenge teams? Is that what they call them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we have teams, and then they can also compete individually.
Right.
So it's a team of five, and then obviously the individuals can do it by themselves and run through the whole course by themselves. They have five tasks that they have to complete that simulates a lot of what they do during their training. So the teams of five, we have about, I think, 26, 27 teams right now registered.
Wow.
And we've got about close to 50 individuals registered. So, they each go through a task and they tag their teammate, and then they all have to cross the line together at the end.
Yeah, the part I hate the worst is when they have to first go through and jack that door open. That I hold my breath because, you know, you can see some of the guys that are like 7 feet tall having the time of their life getting through there. And then you see some lady or some guy walk up there and go pow and go through the door.
Yeah, it's all about the wood selection. So they all get to choose the piece of the wood that goes behind the door that essentially locks it in place. And it's basically, I guess, the luck of the draw. If you get a piece of wood that is just breaks easily, then those are the ones that get through it easily. And then you got the ones that that piece of wood just has a knot in it or something, and it just doesn't really break for them as easily. So, yeah, it's just a luck of the draw, I guess.
So does the event start getting underway pretty early, about 7 o'clock or so?
Yeah, so we actually do the speed round on Friday night. So the teams will run through it once on Friday to get their time, and then that's how we make the schedule for Saturday afternoon, so based on what their time is from Friday. So then we can schedule them, and then the actual competition will start Saturday morning at 7:30 in the morning. And the individuals will go first, and then the teams will start about 1 o'clock.
Now, how do you maneuver? I know you're doing the DeLuna Open. It's a water swim over at Quietwater Beach. How do you handle both of these events? Now, what time does the DeLuna swim start?
The DeLuna swim starts at 8 o'clock, 8 a.m., on the other side, across the street, right behind Flounders. So we have a team over there that does that event as well. We brought in Salty Sports Society, so they are an organization that helps us with the event, and they kind of travel all over Florida and do different open water swims, and this is one of their stops in Florida that they do. So the DeLuna swim is one of theirs that they help us with. We have about almost 400 registered for Saturday. So we have a .6 sprint, a 1.2 mile, and a 2.4 mile swim that we'll be doing on Saturday.
And Amy, you couldn't ask for better weather. It's going to be about like 82 degrees Saturday morning for this thing. It's going to be gorgeous conditions. So here I am with my beach chair watching the firefighters go off, and then I secretly slip away because I'm heading over to Ashton Brosnahan for my second love, LSU Tigers soccer, women's soccer. So I'm going over to the soccer complex to check out the three top-rated SEC schools competing in the Western Gate Soccer Showdown, LSU, Florida, and Mississippi State. How did you pull this together?
They actually, we have the SEC tournament here usually in November, late October. So I think it was 2 years ago. I'm not sure. I think it was LSU that might have reached out. They wanted to do an exhibition game here, and they wanted to invite some of the other SEC teams, and that's kind of how it started. And this is their second year doing it. It's all free. So we have these three teams coming in just to kind of do some exhibition games. It's free. It starts, first game, I believe, is at 1 o'clock at Ashton Brosnahan, and then 2:30 and 4 will be the next two games. And, yeah, it's just a good time to go out to the field. And like I said, it's free for anyone to come and see some good soccer.
It's great soccer from the SEC ladies. And one thing else I'm really impressed with, Pensacola Sports putting this together, autograph sessions for the teams be held throughout the day.
Yes. Yeah, throughout the day. So the teams will have autograph sessions. The players will be able to sign whatever you bring to them, they'll be able to sign for you.
Amy Marquez, you guys are knocking it out of the park this weekend over at Pensacola Sports. Hey, thanks. Thanks for having us on. You guys do great. We love the events, and I'm going to be probably seeing you at both events. I don't know if I'll make it over for the swim, but I definitely will be for the firefighter and the soccer showdown this weekend. All right.
Yeah, and like I said, everything is free. So if anyone wants to come out and watch any of those events, it's free to the public.
That's a great operative word. The free word works every time. Amy Marquez, Pensacola Sports, go have a great afternoon, and I will see you Saturday.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
All right, boy, I cannot wait for that one. That's going to be a great weekend. I'm going to tell you, I'm ready for it.
It absolutely will be. And, you know, it's a good thing that we're talking about this because it's just in time for our sports segment. And let's see.
Boom. Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Sorry about that. All righty, moving on. Let's see. We actually have a pretty loaded slate, and not just with the SEC stuff there. First of all, LeBron James making history down the toy aisle, of all things. Yeah, basketball wasn't enough. You're looking at me like you don't know what I'm talking about. You'll know, Chris. Hang on. The NBA superstar getting his very own Ken doll as Mattel's first ever Kenbassador for Barbie. You didn't hear about this? This was a few days ago. The doll is taller than regular Ken dolls and features James wearing a varsity jacket, Beats headphones, and Nike Terminator high shoes. James said it's an honor to release the doll as part of the new Kenbassador series, and the doll will be sold for $75 at select Target stores and online at Walmart, Amazon, Target, and Mattel Creations on April 14th.
Yeah, there's sucker born every day, I guess.
So you're not going to get one?
No, I don't think I'm even going to look at one of those. But I'm sure they're good for some kids. You know, I'm sure the heck with that, they're probably collectors going after these things.
Oh, you are absolutely right. You know, they're trying to get a hold of the collectors. That's why the price is so high early.
And on top of it all, don't open the box. Keep it sealed and try to get the guy who's in the toy to get him to sign it.
Yes.
Then it goes to the roof for
values. Oh, my gosh.
See you later.
eBay will get a lot of influx then.
All right, let me talk about championship college football. Well, get this. North Dakota State University.
Yeah.
D1 champs. President Trump rubbing elbows with the team today in the White House.
North Dakota State University's championship football team will be greeted by President Trump today. The Bison won the NCAA Division I FCS title. It is the school's 10th national championship. Championship teams regularly are invited to the White House. North Dakota State is the second title winner this week. On Monday, the LA Dodgers attended a ceremony here recognizing their World Series win. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
10th title, yeah, they're a blue blood. I can't name a president they haven't met. Also, we got President Trump meeting with NASCAR champ Joey Logano today. Logano, the 2024 NASCAR Cup Series champion, will be the first NASCAR champ to visit the White House since 2019. He's meeting the president on the South Portico for a photo opportunity along with other racing champs.
Okay, a new documentary examines a Jewish basketball team following the October 7th attack. Michelle Polino has more on the story.
Rebound, a year of triumph and tragedy at Yeshiva University. Basketball premieres on Fox Nation. The doc about the 2023-24 Yeshiva University Maccabees basketball team features a team facing a decision following the October 7th attacks. Cancel their season in grief or play on for their people. The team's mid-season trip to Israel, where they visit family, comfort soldiers, and witness firsthand the unspeakable horrors of the attack, makes them realize that their choice to play gives them a higher purpose.
When we went to Israel, we built a connection with these people, and our only mentality is we need to win for them, not for ourselves.
This is the remarkable story of a basketball season like no other. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, there's a lot of brave women out there, especially on the college level, fighting this this element of like men in women's sports, that type of thing. Mm. A legal battle now in Vermont. As the Mid-Vermont Christian School women's basketball team says, they have been penalized after they forfeited a game against a team with a transgender player. Nate Foy has more from New York City.
The Second Circuit Court of Appeals heard the case of Mid-Vermont Christian School v. Saunders, a case where the Vermont Principals Association expelled the Christian school from all sports after the school forfeited a game against a team with a transgender player. The school cites its religious freedom, while the VPA accuses the school of discriminating against a student who's protected under state law. A three-judge panel heard oral arguments today. A decision is not expected for at least a month. The Christian school's sports teams have been expelled since 2023, and the school is now seeking a preliminary injunction to lift their ban as the case plays out. In New York, Nate Foy, Fox News.
444 News Radio 92.3. This is a breaking news report. Tallahassee sources have confirmed with us this afternoon. Boise State professor Scott Yanor has resigned from the University of West Florida Board of Trustees. This was breaking just a little bit ago. Governor DeSantis, if you remember, appointed Yanor to the UWF board in January, and he was elected chairman of that board in the first meeting, but his name still had not been submitted to the Senate for approval. You follow me here? Much controversy has surrounded Yanor. He's a political science professor who made controversial statements about the role of women in society. Go ahead, Pensacola people, smile. You were behind this thing. The Save UWF campaign.
That caught a lot of speed. A
lot of brave people here locally, and my hat's off to you on this. Once again, Tallahassee sources are confirming with the station this afternoon, News Radio 92.3, that Boise State professor Scott Yanor has resigned from the University of West Florida Board of Trustees.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health your way. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, and have some on North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. That's to be expected, though. Also have some backups if you are traveling. This is going to be eastbound passing the University of West Florida's main entrance right where Davis merges with Cena. Scenic. We do have some backups there. Last but not least, Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather on a local scale, sitting at around 70 degrees, low of 55 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 76, low of 62.
Oh, yeah, it's looking much better out there. And as we take a look at the kind of local forecast here, cold air swallows the east as warmer than usual temps hit the west. Janice Dean has a look at your forecast.
It feels more like winter than spring across the east as below average temperatures settle in and millions are under freeze advisories during the overnight and morning hours. While across the west, summer-like heat breaking records, especially across the southwest. Severe weather is going to impact some of the same areas hit by tornadoes and flooding on Thursday through portions of the mid and deep south and along the Tennessee River Valley. Stay tuned with Fox Weather. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
And also, the country's largest egg producer cooperating in a Justice Department probe into egg prices. Mississippi-based Cal-Maine Foods said in a regulatory filing that it received a civil investigative demand from the DOJ last month. It's looking into whether egg producers conspired to raise prices. Egg prices have started to come down after reaching record highs earlier this year, and the price increases and shortages have been blamed on bird flu outbreaks.
Okay, mortgage rates a little bit higher today, still remaining below that 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.85%. That average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage is 6.24%. I just want to add this in here, Austin. Construction underway down on West Garden Street, raising a lot of concerns this afternoon. Well, not just this afternoon, but for quite a while here, with local businesses about the loss of customers. FDOT reduced the number of traffic lanes from 4 to 2 until 2026. The $21.5 million Garden Street Improvement Project will run from Pace Boulevard to the 110 freeway ramp downtown. That project will be completed by mid-2027.
All righty. And, you know, we're hearing a lot about the economy, tariffs, everything. We've always been covering that. Well, President Trump looking to reassure the American people about the situation. In a post on Truth Social this morning, Trump said, and I quote, "Be cool. Everything's going to work out well. The U.S. will be bigger and better than ever before." In a follow-up post, he said, "This is a great time to buy." Trump's post come as Wall Street has seen 4 straight days of finishing lower over concerns about tariffs, but it did do better today after the pause.
Listen, this is where people make a lot of money in the markets. Buy low, sell high. That's the simple philosophy here.
Right.
And he's right. A lot of people are going to get on the move.
Get it while it's good.
Absolutely, because it's going to come back to fill up their wallets. Let me tell you. Hey, dream vacations could become travel nightmares with strikes affecting air travel in 2 popular destinations. Thinking about taking that trip, are you? Better do some homework here. Jonathan Savage is in our European Bureau this afternoon.
4 hours of strikes will mean many hours of frustration for people traveling to or from Italy today. Cabin crew at EasyJet, which is one of Europe's biggest carriers, are withdrawing their labor. The 4-hour walkout means trouble at Milan and Naples airports in particular. The misery is being compounded by an air traffic control strike in Greece. Only emergency and military flights will take to the skies. Controllers are demanding the reinstatement of holiday bonuses, a real terms pay raise, and action on the country's housing crisis. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And President Trump's efforts to use the Alien Enemies Act to deport some Venezuelans being obstructed by 2 federal judges. Their rulings apply to 5 men whose attorneys are fighting the deportations. And this comes after the Supreme Court had cleared the way for deportations under the act just earlier this week. 3 of the men are being held in Texas while the other 2 are in New York. And lawyers dispute the use of the act, saying it's meant to deport non-citizens only in times of war.
450 News Radio 92.3. Representative Michelle Saltzman's food distribution originally scheduled on March 15th. Remember about that the rainstorms that came through here back in March?
Mm-hmm.
They had to cancel this event. It's over at the Jubilee Church. Well, the event takes place this Saturday. Put it down, 2 o'clock, Jubilee Church. So take advantage of that.
Absolutely. 450 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. When we return, we'll get some business notes for you, including a touch from Your Money Now. Back in just a couple minutes.
Stanley spent his life in the saddle, wrangling whatever life threw at him. But nothing prepared him for the fight against low T and ED. Shame practically hunched him over. Ambon pills just gave him a headache. He begged for a lifeline.
Well, maybe it's over.
Wave Men's Health said no. Medical conditions, old age, there's hope. This is about real treatments. Science, not one size fits all guesswork. Wave Men's Health was designed for men who hate going to the doctor. Personalized plans, cutting-edge treatments, overseen by an actual provider that takes the time to listen. With low T and ED treatments others only dream about, we fight like hell to get you back in the saddle. Because every second you wait, your condition could worsen. Act now. Don't let time slip away. Dial 850-266-7020 or go to wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is only $99, including blood work. And you'll know your T level before you leave. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Listen closely. Hear those bubbles? That mouth-watering waterfall? Delicious. Ice cold. And zero sugar. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Try Coke Zero Sugar today and decide for yourself if it's the best Coke ever. Find Coke Zero Sugar at any local retailer.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital. I would like to invite you and your friends to tune in to the all-new Pet Talk, where I'll be answering all your questions live on air.
Tune in tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Today's business news.
Okay, 4:53, News Radio 92.3. A lot of movement in the markets and just the financial overall environment. Here's your money now on News Radio 92.3.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. President Trump's sweeping tariff policy has gone into effect, and China's issued retaliatory 84% tariffs in response, which go into effect tomorrow. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon saying today that he sees the U.S. economy heading for a recession as President Trump's tariffs continue to rock the financial markets. Dimon saying whenever you see a more than 2,000-point drop in the Dow, it, quote, sort of feeds on itself. On Wall Street, stocks were significantly higher today, with the Dow gaining nearly 8%, the S&P 500 up by 474, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ gained 1,800 points. The Supreme Court says the Trump administration can now move forward with the termination of 16,000 probationary federal workers across six agencies and departments. Crude oil futures for May are below 63 a barrel. That's your money now.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty, we'll continue with your business notes in just a moment. But first, this traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service, now call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. today before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Looking at the roads here, have some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Also have some on North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10 and on I-10 itself traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Last major spot's going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, sitting at around 70 degrees, low of 55 tonight, clear skies. Tomorrow, another sunny, mostly clear day, high of 76, low of 62.
455, News Radio 92.3. J.P. Morgan Chase's CEO, Jamie Dimon, says tariffs will likely lead to a recession and cause inflation to rise. He's got the crystal ball, I guess. Here's Grady Trimble with more.
Dimon says President Trump's tariffs will raise prices and slow economic growth. He says a recession is a likely outcome of them, but nothing like the Great Recession.
It's serious, and it was serious before the last election. We have a huge, complex geopolitical situation, huge fiscal deficits, not just here, but around the world, sticky inflation, which I personally think will not go away so quick. And then you have, you know, what's going to happen to tariffs, what's going to happen to trade, what's going to happen. So, you know, tariffs and trade are just part of that mix. They don't completely stand alone.
And Dimon acknowledges Trump's goal of fixing trade deals is a good idea, but that it takes time. He points out that these trade deals are thousands of pages long.
And a whistleblower claiming Meta provided user data to the Chinese government. In a Wednesday Senate hearing, Sarah Wynne Williams said she witnessed executives reportedly undermining U.S. national security and betraying American values. She also alleged that the company lied to shareholders, employees, and Congress about what it was doing with the Chinese Communist Party. According to Wynne Williams, this was part of an effort to win favor with the Chinese government.
Okay, things going on across the pond. Europe is looking to implement a plan that would make it an AI continent. Madison Allworth has more on this trending story.
Europe wants to become the AI continent with simpler rules and more friendly infrastructure. So they've announced the AI Continent Action Plan. They're hoping to onshore more AI development. It includes things like building a network of gigafactories to help companies train complex models and add more computing power to the EU. They also plan to simplify regulation around tech. And this is coming at a time when there are really just two major players in the AI space, the United States and China.
And the Department of Homeland Security will start to monitor immigrant social media for anti-Semitism. In a statement, the DHS said anti-Semitic activity on social media, as well as physical harassment of Jewish people, will be considered as grounds for denying immigration benefit requests. The DHS added, "There is no room in the United States for the rest of the world's terrorist sympathizers, and we are under no obligation to admit them or let them stay here." President Trump has looked to crack down on anti-Semitic activity since being back in office.
All right, new features from Meta allows parents to keep an eye on their kids' content. Boy, the kids don't get a break, do they?
No, they don't.
I mean to tell you, they're probably fuming like a bunch of bees in a hive. Eben Brown has more on Fox on Tech.
Fox on Tech.
Parents of Meta kids, you will now have more control over what your teens do on Instagram. Teen accounts on Instagram have been a thing ever since last year. Mark Zuckerberg's Meta doesn't allow anyone younger than 13 on the platform, but also now has special limits for kids ages 13 through 15, featuring stricter settings. Parents are the only ones who can allow a teen extra privileges. Now the company is announcing additional protections for teen Instagram, like requiring parental permission to begin a live stream, and the automatic blurring of photos believed to be inappropriate. The features will roll out in the coming months, and Meta will also bring the teen account concept to its other networks, Facebook and Messenger. A reminder for parents, controls such as these only work if you use them and don't give full access to kids out of convenience. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
And President Trump's pick for NASA administrator vowing to prioritize a mission to the moon. In a confirmation hearing earlier today, Jared Isaacman committed to maintaining the space agency's Artemis mission through its upcoming 2026 voyage. This appeared to conflict with comments made by Trump ally and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk, who has prioritized expeditions to Mars over lunar missions.
Okay, let me do a couple of stories here with UWF. You're an alumni there, and you'll probably appreciate this. UWF will honor traditions and celebrate the future of the university during the 7th Annual Founders Week. That week-long celebration gets underway on Saturday, welcoming alumni and visitors to campus. And also, UWF has been recognized as a gold-level university in the annual military-friendly schools list for 2025-26. The university was also designated as a military spouse-friendly school, UWF earning the gold distinction for success and helping vets make the transition from military to school into civilian careers. Not something easy to do. Coming up in less than 12 minutes, we'll give you the updates on what's going on at UWF.
95.3 and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.